of the Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Wednesday, December 15th for 2021. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. United Workers Party President Isaac Baptist reiterates the critical need for electoral and campaign finance reform after a decade of questionable activities seen as abusing state funds during election campaigns. St. Kitts and Nevis Prime Minister Timothy Harris announces a historic six double salary payment to all public officers in the past 7 years, as this Christmas they get a double salary payment. And Malta has become the first EU country to legalize the cultivation and personal use of cannabis, as adults will be allowed to carry up to 7 grams of cannabis and grow up to 4 plants at home. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. The details of these stories and more are coming up next.
The Big Station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
It's a Christmas trade-in at Quartz. Shop today for up to 35% off when you trade in your old item for a new one. See the good this season, and with Ready Finance, you pay nothing until March 2022. So trade in and save this season. Get something new from Quartz. Offer valid till December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Quartz, bringing value home.
The days are closing in, and Quartz Optical's got amazing deals every week. The best in style and design for the holidays. Ray-Ban, Kate Spade, Prada, and lots more. With up to 60% off sunglasses, plus buy one frame and get up to 60% off the second one. Shop and get weekly surprises from Santa in-store just for you. Get it now and pay nothing for 60 days with Ready Finance. Only at Quartz Optical. Value you can see. Offer ends December 31st, 2021. Special conditions apply.
And welcome back. Re-elected United Workers Party President Isaac Baptist re-emphasizes the need for electoral and campaign finance reforms. He says for over a decade, there have been numerous claims and questionable circumstances which appear to portray the DLP administration as abusing state funds during election campaigns. Baptist calls for increased transparency and requiring mandatory disclosure of the source of funding for all political parties, as well as the details of their expenditure.
Finance campaign reform, putting limitations as to how much any party should be spending, whether you put it by based on the number of persons on the voters list or their practices in Caribbean, internationally, as to how best to adopt it. Because we are aware, and there's no doubt, that the Labour Party is abusing resources obtained from the Citizen by Investment Programme. Those who are involved in the sale of passports are financing the campaign of the Dominica Labour Party to make sure that they remain in office and those persons continue to enjoy the benefits that they're getting from the sale of those passports. We are no right here in Dominica and those persons overseas. We have to make sure that this does not corrupt and continue to corrupt our election process here in Dominica. So it is critical that there is finance campaign regulation by the time we get to the next general election.
And that was re-elected United Workers Party President Isaac Baptist. And former DPSU General Secretary and former Dominican Agriculture Statistician Alvin Thomas warns Dominicans to take seriously the recently released government audit report, which shows glaring discrepancies in the use of government spending and that of some major private businesses.
Confidentiality. We conduct audit assignment with due regard to privacy of our auditees information and adhere to the standards for disclosure or dissemination of audit findings and opinion. Professionalism. We aim to apply the highest professional standard with due care in carrying out audit assignments. Additionally, we are committed to continuously improving our processes and practices. Integrity. We are adhere to intosia standards in the execution of our duties and ethical behavior in relation with the staff of audited entities. That gives you a framework within which the director of audit, the audit department, with his or her staff, undertake those audits. So when these audit reports are produced, as is required by law, they must not be taken lightly. And it behooves me when I hear individuals who you expect better from, who, as a result of the audit, certain revelations are made, certain reports are presented, and to suggest that, quote unquote, these guys doing their things and we must get rid of these guys. I mean, what kind of society are we running?
And that was a former DPSU General Secretary and a former Dominica Agriculture Statistician, Alvin Thomas. Meantime, DPSU Chairman Steve Joseph calls for electoral reform with a specific focus on campaign finance reform in Dominica. He also calls for amendments to the existing legislation to allow public officers to participate in local government elections.
We need electoral reform, but we need campaign financing laws. We have to try to have a more level playing field for to encourage the people to participate in the political and governance process. The other thing is the involvement of public officers. We have some of the brightest people in the public sector, and our laws still prevent public sector workers to participate, well, public officers in particular. To participate in our political process. And I think it's something we have to interrogate.
And that was the DPSU Chairman Steve Joseph. And the Dominica Calypso Association is gearing up to host its Calypso Elimination Competition in January 2022. That's according to Emmanuel Hixey Salama, Public Relations Officer or PRO of the Dominica Calypso Association. Salaman says the show will take place with a hybrid format similar to last year's events, which saw the crowning of the first virtual Calypso monarch, King Bob. He revealed the format by which the show will be presented, as well as the requirements to be met with respect to the COVID-19 protocols that are in place currently.
The Dominica Calypso Association has unfolded initial plans for the upcoming season. Last year, the eliminations entailed Calypsonians submitting a recorded entry that was judged by a panel of judges behind closed doors, from which 30 of these were chosen for the semifinals. The semis was a live show streamed, and 15 went into the finals. This year, the elimination is carded for the 22nd of January and will be streamed live, considering the COVID situation. The 15 chosen will meet last year's finalists in the semis on 12 February. From this show, 15 will go into the finals, which is on the 26th of February. Venues will be announced in a subsequent bulletin memo. Eliminations will be playback, a cappella, or self-accompaniment. Registration is free at Arturo Sports in the cinema or with Christopher Dangle's Danglebell. Please note that for all shows, absolute strict COVID-19 protocols will be observed. Calypsonians are urged to prepare. Preparation is key. Never forget.
And that was a PRO of the Dominica Calypso Association, Emmanuel Hixey Salama. And Assistant Police Commissioner Davidson Valerie advises citizens and business owners to be cautious during the Christmas celebrations. Mr. Valerie made it clear that there will be a strong police presence this Christmas celebration and reminded persons to adhere to the COVID-19 protocols implemented by the Ministry of Health. He encouraged residents to report to the authorities if they witness any suspicious activities.
The Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force wishes to urge business owners and employees to be on guard for persons attempting to steal their properties or commit robbery of their business places. We ask that you be on the alert for possible counterfeit currencies, as there have been complaints of counterfeit EC $100 bills in circulation. Business owners should avoid keeping large sums of cash at their workplace. Persons leaving their homes must ensure that doors are properly closed and locks are properly fastened. If you have a camera system, ensure that it is functional so as to enhance the security of your premises. We encourage communities to set up a neighborhood watch. Let your neighbor know when you are out of your homes so that they can keep an eye on your premises in your absence. Do not hesitate to report to the police any suspicious person or activity in your neighborhood or business place.
And that was Assistant Police Commissioner Davidson Valerie. Also in local news, these church leaders of today are placing material earthly things before God and are in fact serving man instead of God. This is according to CCM's treasurer John Blanchard in addressing some of the double standards being witnessed by persons claiming to be followers of Christ. Mr. Blanchard encouraged these leaders to put their house in order before preaching to persons about moral ethics, especially knowing that there are many persons who look up to them as leaders.
So you guys ought to put your house in order before you come out there and preach to people and ask them to accept Christ as the Lord and Savior. You need to put your own life in order for us to listen to you and to do the right things. But you know, there are other people out there that will depend, that will wait on the preaching and look at how the people live their life before they can actually accept Christ. But when you behave in that way, people seem to get a little duty-free concession by, dear, your daughter got a scholarship to go to the States to study. And you know, you live in big, and we all know where you're getting these monies from. You are not serving God, you are serving man.
And that was a CCM's John Blanchard. And a newly elected president of the Dominica Nurses Association, Yolanda Rodney John Baptist, sheds light on some of the issues being faced by the nurses on the front line who have been deployed to different health districts across the island. She says deployment has created a shortage of nursing hands, and proper communication and collaboration amongst the nurses is essential, as there is no immediate fix to the shortage of nurses.
Nurses are being placed in a difficult position in that we are being moved from different areas. For example, a number of nurses were being taken from the Dominica China Friendship Hospital and allocated to Portsmouth. So that has created a nursing shortage in the hospital. So as the president, it would be good to have the nurses work with a common understanding, provide them with the necessary time needed, work with the other members who are responsible for allocating the nurses in the different areas. That would not put too much burden on the nurses, the few nurses that are already there.
However, the aim is not to overextend the nurses, but rather to allow them important flexibility, she says.
We cannot fix the shortage in full, but what we can do is work within the working hours, and the few nurses that we have, work in collaboration with them, not giving them the extended hours where they become burnt out. You understand? So if we have four nurses on a shift, we can agree to place, if it's three today, and then extend it to three tomorrow, instead of having four today and then three tomorrow.
That was newly re-elected president of the Dominican Nurses Association, Yolanda Rodney John Baptist. And in other news, St. Kitts and Nevis Prime Minister Timothy Harris announces a historic six double salary payment to all public officers in the past 7 years, as this Christmas they may get a double salary payment.
My government has determined that all civil servants, and the islands of St. Kitts and Nevis will, before Christmas 2021, receive a double salary payment.
Honourable Minister of Finance, I'm wondering how I should react, but continue.
Mr. Speaker, the People's Parliament and the people have given a sign of approval and approbation. This is a historic development, and I want to commend them for saying how pleased they are. In fact, the entire country look forward to this. We were driving down College Street and a couple of people tried to flag me down. Mr. Prime Minister, budget today, we want a double. Make sure you deliver the bubble. I have today, in the name of the people, delivered the double to the people of St. Kitts and Nevis.
And that was SN Kissa Nevis Prime Minister Timothy Harris. And in other news, Malta has become the first EU country to legalize the cultivation and personal use of cannabis. Adults will be allowed to carry up to 7 grams of cannabis and grow no more than 4 plants at home. Smoking in public or in front of children will be illegal. Several other nations have similar plans, like Germany, Luxembourg, and Switzerland. Countries like the Netherlands tolerate cannabis use in certain circumstances.
Effects, particularly on the young. The answer, at least for lawmakers in Malta, seems to be the former rather than the latter. They have voted to legalize the drug, allowing adults to carry up to 7 grams and grow up to 4 plants at home.
We have put an end to the criminalization of people who are not criminals. Secondly, we are going to give to curb drug trafficking, cannabis trafficking, by making sure that people who make use of cannabis now have a safe and regularized way from where they can obtain cannabis.
Several countries have already legalized cannabis, Canada among them. It allowed recreational use in 2018. And then there are nations that effectively turn a blind eye. The Netherlands is famous for its coffee shops, where the drug can be openly sold. But Malta will be the first country in Europe to legalize cannabis, at least in small amounts.
I think it's a great idea, because it helps people with pain and depression.
I personally do not agree with it for the simple reason that I think it would make us lazier as a society, but I do not agree that anyone that is using for personal use should be jailed.
The main opposition party opposed the plan, warning it would normalize and increase drug abuse. But where Malta leads, others may follow.
And that's the midday news. Here's a recap of the headlines. United Workers Party President Isaac Abaptis reiterates the critical need for electoral and campaign finance reforms after a decade of questionable activities seen as abusing state funds during election campaigns. St. Kitts and Nevis Prime Minister Timothy Harris announces a historic 6 double salary payment to all public officers in the past 7 years, as this Christmas they get a double salary payment. And Malta has become the first EU country to legalize the cultivation and personal use of cannabis, as adults will be allowed to carry up to 7 grams of cannabis and grow up to 4 plants at home. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
Top of the hour news, as it happens.